Good day, beloved children of God. This is Father Ivan Olmo of St. Mary Catholic Church and School. Today, we will be reflecting on the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. Please join me now in prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down, and the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. Beloved Father, we love you. We need you. We cry out to you. We love you. Please, we beg you. Open our lips to praise your holy name. Cleanse our minds and our hearts of any worthless, evil, or distracting thoughts, feelings, or desires. Please, we beg you, give us the wisdom and the love to pray right now, at this moment with you, with attention, reverence, and true devotion. Sweet Father, beloved Father, may our prayer be heard in your presence, for it is offered through Christ, your beloved Son, our beloved Lord. Amen. I love the image of God as a relationship. As persons relating one to another. And this relationship is founded on love, pure love, holy love, perfect love, where each person in relating to the other puts the other first, makes it all about the other person. In a sense, each person lays down everything for the other. It is an unbreakable bond, an unbreakable unity, a relationship that is forever and can never be destroyed and will never end, will never break up, but will be united in love for all eternity. And this relationship desires us to be in relationship with God. That God loves something outside of himself and wants to relate himself, communicate himself, reveal himself in relationship to the other, to his precious creation, his beautiful little creatures, his children of light, his beloved sons and daughters. We are invited into a holy relationship, an intimate relationship, a loving relationship, a beautiful covenant where God says, I am your God and you are my people. I am your father and you are my beloved children. I am your savior and you are the ones that I save. This beautiful relationship where God communicates himself, showing us what true relationship is all about. It's about love. It's about caring. It's about concern, not for oneself, not selfishness, but selfless love. Always love for the other, always doing everything for the other. That God invites us into this intimacy, into this relationship where God gives and we receive. God provides and we make use of. But ultimately, everything that God gives and provides is for our happiness. And our true happiness is to live in this beautiful relationship that we were created for, that we're created for this bond, this unbreakable bond of a love that relates to the other. How beautiful to think about God wanting to be in an intimate and personal relationship with each and every single one of us. God relating himself to us. And we know through Jesus that the word that has been made flesh, the one that has been sent into our midst to redeem us, to ransom us, to restore us back to holy grace, to put us back, to insert us into this relationship once again. He is the image of the Father. He is the breath of the Holy Spirit. That Jesus comes to reveal God's desire to be in relationship with us. And Jesus brings that desire to all of us. And in that relationship, we understand who God is, who we are, and the difference. God is almighty. God is perfect. God is without necessity. God creates. We are in need of salvation. We are in need of sustenance. We need to be nurtured and cared for and protected. And God does all those things for us perfectly and purely and all for us. God can be all those things for us. And our happiness lies in allowing God to be God and us to be beloved, to be sheep, to be creatures, to be servants, to be sons and daughters in how we were created to be in this loving and faithful and eternal and infinite relationship. And Jesus shows us this relationship in so many ways that God is the giver, the provider, and we are the recipients, the receivers. And we see this as Jesus comes to be true God and true man. We see a unity of divinity and humanity. And Jesus shows us perfectly the relationship between both of them, true God and true man within himself. We also see this as Jesus as beloved father to his disciples when he calls them children, but he also shows them that he is a beloved son, faithful and obedient to the Father always, that he is always a faithful provider of the flock. But he also reminds us that he is a lamb and a sheep that is going to be slain for us. And that leads us to Jesus also showing us that he is priest, high priest, and victim, the sacrifice. He is what's being offered and the one who offers it at the same time. Well, we hear scripture says priests have to offer a sacrifice, not only an atonement for their own sins and the sins of their flock, but Jesus. Jesus is without stain. He is without sin. And so in relationship to one another, he perfectly shows us that he is the high priest and he perfectly is the Lamb of God, the one who is sacrificed. He is the altar and the offering itself in a beautiful unity being offered back to the Father. He also says, I am the gate and the way, that he is the one who opens the door for us to the Father, but he is the door himself. He is the way, the truth, and the life, but he is the way to eternal life. That he says that unless we believe in the one that the Father sent, we cannot have life within us, but he's also the means of that life for us. That he himself says that unless we believe, unless we go through his heart, unless we knock on that door, we can't enter to the Father. And he says, no one comes to the Father except through me. So he is the doorway for us, but he's also the one that's leading us through it. So profound. And then we have this other relationship that Jesus shows us that's most profound, where he is the shepherd, but he is also the sheep. As a shepherd, we hear that Jesus lays down his life for his sheep. Once again, he shows us this covenantal love, this sacrificial love, the love that's always for the other. He relates to us as someone who wants to heal, protect, and care for, and nurture us. And we are the ones to receive that. As the Good Samaritan, he wants to come and heal our wounds. He wants to pick us up, put us on his shoulder. He wants to carry us and care for us and restore us back to good health and loving relationship with the Father. That as shepherd, he says, I do that for you. That I have the power to lay down my life for my sheep and have the power to take it up again. What Jesus speaks to us is about choice. That in this relationship with the Father, in relationship with us, Jesus shows us that we have free will, that we have a choice to make. And the true power is not us having control over our situations and having control of other people and lording it over them. No. The true choice is to say yes to what God wants for us. That everything that he's done to help us to be in communion with him, in relationship with him. The choice is really to select good or evil, to choose life or death. In choosing good, we choose life. In choosing evil, we choose death. If we choose God, we choose light and love and life. And if we choose death, we choose sin and Satan and darkness. Jesus says he has a choice, and that's why God loves him, because he always says yes to God. He always chooses God. And as Son, true God, true man, he shows us that Mary, he learns this from Mary, right? Her fiat, to always say yes to God in all things, to choose God in all things as Saint Joseph did, always to choose God first and above all things. That's the power, he's saying. I have the power, I have the choice to lay it down. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done, Father. Your will. It's the power of choice that he shows us in this beautiful relationship of shepherd and sheep, that he has the power to lay it down. But as a shepherd and a sheep, he lays it down freely. He gives it to the Father freely. He offers it to us freely, as we hear in the Mass. This is my body given up freely for you. This is my blood that I freely allow to be shed for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. That's the power to lay it down because of the relationship that he has with the Father. It's freely given. It's freely received, and it's freely offered. And so we're invited to enter into this beautiful covenant, this beautiful relationship with God that reminds us, though, of the relationship Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, where each are relating to the other in a perfect gift of love. Freely giving and freely receiving the perfect gift of love, which is love itself, which is God himself. And we are invited, my brothers and sisters, into this relationship to imitate Jesus as good shepherd, but to imitate him as good sheep. He says, my sheep know me. They're intimate with me. They know what I'm about. They know why I lay down my life and how I freely gave it. That my body and blood is nourishment for them. It feeds them. It restores them. It renews them. It cleanses them. It gives them life. That Jesus invites us to follow him as good shepherd, but also to follow him as good sheep. He says, mine know me, and I know mine, meaning I am in an intimate and loving relationship with them. It's profound. It's intimate. We know each other. Jesus chooses for us to know him and to be known by him. He invites us into this loving relationship. And so as a good shepherd, each of us are being invited to be missionary disciples and good Catholic leaders that imitate the good shepherd who freely gives himself up to the Father as a beautiful offering of love. He freely lays down his life. That's power. The power to say yes to God and no to Satan. The power to say yes to good and no to evil. The power to say yes to holiness and no to sinfulness. That's power. That's the power that God has given to each and every single one of us to truly imitate Jesus as the good shepherd and as the good sheep. As good shepherds, We are to lead other people into the fold, into God's protective hands, where no one can steal the sheep or rob the sheep. No wolf can get to them, because Jesus has conquered death and sin. He's conquered Satan. He is victorious. And now the Good Shepherd wants us all to also join him in being good shepherds and inviting those sheep that are lost, that are hurting, that have been separated from the fold, and help them to come back home into this loving relationship, this beautiful relationship that we have been created for, that we have been created in, been created to be. What a beautiful relationship we're invited into today. Jesus says, I know mine and mine know me. May you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd inviting you into the fold. And may you extend your hand out to a brother and sister in need and bring them back into this loving relationship with God.